I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a partly cloudy sky. It's 82 degrees. KSL's top story. Breaking news. We're learning one man is dead after a house fire in Bountiful late this morning. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is joining us live with the very latest. Paul?
And Jeff, investigators are still trying to find out what sparked this suspicious and deadly fire in Bountiful. The man, likely the homeowner, was found in the basement, and also one firefighter was injured during trying to knock down the flames. South Davis Metro Fire Chief Greg Stewart says their crews went inside because they were told that there were people still there, but the heat knocked them back.
Firefighters' concerns all the time are if there's a life inside, and they had reports of a possible life, maybe two lives inside. And so they were making every effort in an attempt to save a life.
Stewart says the heat became so intense it reportedly got through the firefighter's gear, giving him second-degree burns. And he also says there were piles of items inside, similar to a hoarder home, and that might have made the heat more intense. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. KSL News Time 401. Well, we were chuckling over the past hour about this story, but it's serious. Backups are still clearing on southbound I-15 after some pigs got loose on the freeway. Corporal Andrew Battenfield with UHP has details.
The truck and trailer headed southbound at about mile 336. For whatever reason, a gate open or unsecured trailer dropped about 8 to 10 pigs in that area. 2 to 3 of them did not make the fall.
Police don't know where the truck nor the trailer are. Troopers were able to wrangle most of the animals pretty quickly. One evaded them a bit longer, but they were finally able to get all the animals off I-15. KSL News Time 402. No more masks at Walmart or Sam's Club. That's the announcement from the biggest employer in the U.S. this afternoon. The company says fully vaccinated customers and employees are good to go. They can roam around the stores without face coverings, effective immediately. It's unclear right now if there's going to be any sort of verification step required to walk into Walmart without a mask. Israel's leader says it's not over yet as military forces continue to pummel militants in Gaza. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promises an unrelenting bombardment to crush Hamas. Israeli tanks are firing across the border into Gaza. Palestinians living along Gaza's northern and eastern borders are fleeing the intense bombardment as the assault inches closer to dense civilian areas. Israeli Defense Forces Captain Libby Weiss says communities in Israel's south see frequent attacks from Gaza.
Certainly the people here have experienced quite a bit of rocket fire in the last few years, and it's been very challenging to live here.
More than 120 people have now died in this week's assault, including 31 children. 900 have been wounded. The House is expected to vote soon on legislation aimed at preventing more attacks on the U.S. Capitol. One bill would form a bipartisan commission to study what went wrong on January 6th. A second would spend $1.9 billion for broad new security improvements. A settlement has been reached between the family of Andre Hill and the city of Columbus, Ohio, and as the unarmed black man was shot and killed killed during a police encounter 3 days before Christmas last year. The city of Columbus has since passed the Andre Hill Law, which would require enforcement to turn on their body cameras before any interaction with the public. Hill's sister, Shauna Barrett, commented on the landmark agreement.
Body cameras need to always be on when the officers are on the scene. Before they step out of the car, they need to be on.
The officer who shot Hill now faces murder, assault, and other charges. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah farmers and ranchers are banding together in prayer this weekend as we grapple with one of the worst water situations in decades. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
It's been called one of the worst droughts in state history. Now, the Utah Farm Bureau is asking farmers across the state to spend time this weekend in fast and prayer. What they're hoping for is something that many people take for granted every day, rain. President Ron Gibson is a dairy farmer himself in Weber County.
From my own perspective, I've done just about everything that I can do from a water conservation standpoint.
State leaders say current runoff forecasts are only between 15% and 40% of normal stream flow. Congressman Chris Stewart has already tweeted his intent to join the Farm Bureau in a day of fasting and prayer. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
10 more murals are being unveiled in South Salt Lake this weekend. Muralists have been working on the new pieces since the beginning of the month, and there'll be an open house event tomorrow night. This is on West Temple between 21st South and Oakland Avenue. There'll be food trucks and other vendors there from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. KSL News Time 405. The piggy drama is over, Ricky?
It is, I'm afraid. And we are still seeing residual delays on southbound I-15 from 21st Street in Ogden down to Sunset. But northbounders, you are also in for a very rough ride. No accidents through this stretch of Davis County. It's just the delays that have set in from the Highway 89 split in Farmington all the way up to the base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, if you're driving home, just saying it's beautiful out, don't you wish you called in sick today, kinda? I did not call in sick, and that's why you get my minute of news next.
Listen as your day unfolds.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.